Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the CHIP programs, the Coronary Health Improvement Project offered across the country and around the world. So get ready to feel better, think clearer, and enjoy a closer walk with God. I'm your CHIP Health host, Charles Mills. Today we travel to northern Minnesota to talk with some people who are taking charge of their health thanks to the efforts of CHIP and two energetic CHIP coordinators. If you are facing some chronic health issues, listener, you might want to turn up the volume a little because what you're about to hear may be very meaningful to you. First, let me introduce Marilyn Saylor, CHIP director, and a woman who has the greatest number of CHIP graduates per capita in her town than anywhere in the world. Wow. She is a registered nurse and takes health education very seriously. Marilyn of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, welcome back to CHIP Health.
Thank you, Charles. Great to be back.
Now, Marilyn, you're visiting the Senior Living Center in War Road, and you have some friends with you, and you're all huddled around one speakerphone, so listener, we may hear some moving about during our program. Marilyn, I understand you just completed a CHIP series, and then you had to start another one right away. What happened?
Well, we thought we were going to be taking a little bit of a breather, but about a week after we finished one class and had the graduation, we received a call from a lady who said, "My husband and I really need to take CHIP. We need to enroll in your next class as soon as possible. When will it be?" I did not know when we were scheduling the next class. There were a number of things on the agenda that were going to make it difficult to work out a scheduled program until basically January of next year. But I decided to turn it over to our CHIP staff and discuss it with them and see if they had any suggestions. And as they looked over the calendar, they thought, you know, the month of April is not looking too bad. And they said, well, you know, if about 18 people enrolled, it would be... We would come back. This is not a one-man show, by the way. Mm-hmm. CHIP takes a whole team of staff. And so even though I was willing to do this at a moment's notice, we need a staff. So I was able to convince them that maybe 15 people would be plenty to run another class. Our town is not a big town. But to our surprise, in the end, Charles, we now have 34 students in this particular class. So it's really exciting, and we are seeing changes already, even though we've just finished the first week of class.
That is amazing. People are hungering for health. That's the best way I can put it. They are just absolutely dying for good health, and we want to make sure that that's available there in Minnesota. You had some people that went through the program, and you have them there with you. Would you mind introducing the Coles for us?
All right. The Coles went through the class, the September-October 2010 class. That we had, and then our other guests, Brian and Carol Fish, followed up and enrolled in the January-February 2011 class, just a couple of months after the previous class, because of the influence of the Coles and because of their acquaintance and friendship. So there's a real link. The Coles kind of blazed the trail, and they've set the standard pretty high here in War Road.
That is wonderful. These are recent graduates then from the CHIP program right there in that area, right?
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, let's get Byron to come forward here. Byron, you have probably a very unique, among people I've talked to, unique work that you do. Explain to us, Byron, before we talk about your health and about the CHIP program, what do you do for a living?
I work for the USDA, federal government. Mm-hmm. I am a wolf trapper.
A wolf trapper.
Yep. All Anytime right. that farmers have problems with wolf killing calves or sheep or any kind of livestock, well, they call a conservation officer. They go out and check it out, and then they get a hold of me, and I go try to catch them. I just got this job as of last September.
I see. Okay. All
right. I worked at Marvin Windows for 25 years.
All right. And what type of health issues were you facing? Where did you hear of Chip, and why did you want to go?
I should let my wife kind of explain
That's the secret. It you followed along. Pam, can you step up to the phone there? Pam, I understand that you were the leading edge of this particular health issue for the family, right?
I guess so.
What were some of the issues you were facing, Pam, and how did you hear about Chip?
Well, I heard about Chip through our work. There was a posting on the wall. So I called Carla and asked, got some information on it. And then I talked to Byron because there's heart disease runs in our family. Mm. And I'm just getting concerned.
Yeah.
Because when I get into my retirement years someday, I don't have problems like that. And then to shed a few pounds.
Yeah. So, and of course, Byron was very happy to go with you. He was excited, right?
Well, with a little bit of encouragement from Carla also, he did agree to take the class with me.
Yeah. Okay, Byron and Pam, you go to the CHIP program. Pam, you were going there because you wanted to hear what was going on. Byron, you were just being dragged there by your loving wife. What changed in your life as you went through the program? What did you see happening to either one of you can answer this, Pam or Byron? What did you see changing in your life as the weeks went by and you were attending CHIP?
I guess I didn't realize what we were doing to our bodies.
Hmm.
But when we got into these classes and we started learning what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing, boy, we were doing it all wrong.
Hmm.
And once we got on the right track started going. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I had high blood pressure also. And we got going, and I was taking insulin 20 units twice a day. And after we got going, about 5 weeks into it, all of a sudden I'm only taking 10 units once a day.
Wow.
And I was on 5 different medications, and I threw them right out the window. I'm not on them medications anymore.
So you were on 5 different medications. You were taking insulin at pretty high doses. Now, the changes that took place, how did you bring them about? What is it that changed in your life that would bring such a dramatic alteration of your need for medications?
There's quite a few things. One is the diet. One is drinking lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
One is getting more exercise. And I was a supervisor, a floor supervisor in Marvin's, and I did a lot of walking, but,
right. You
know, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you need to get out and walk really strong and get the heart really pumping to make things work. And I guess that's how it all happened. It just all started clicking together, and it came out great.
Well, now, you were just going with Pam. Pam, were there changes in your life as well? Did you see some good things happening in your health?
Well, yes. I started losing some weight. I had more energy, slept better.
Was it hard for you to make the change over to cooking the types of food and eating the types of food that the CHIP program tells you need to eat and fix and purchase?
Well, it's not as hard as one may think. The CHIP program, they would have food samples before each class. They provided us with recipes. Gave us some demonstrations. We had a lot of guidance as far as changing our diet over.
Mm-hmm. Byron, what was the hardest thing for you to do? We want to be honest with our listeners that the CHIP program is not just breezing in and learning something and breezing out and your life has changed. There's real hard work that you have to do. What was hardest for you in the transition?
I think my hardest thing was giving up my meat.
Hmm.
I was really a big meat eater, and I can't lie. I still eat a little bit. Now and then, I've got to have a little bit of meat, but I have cut way down.
It's not the center of your universe right now, then.
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Especially the processed meats, like sandwich meats and hot dogs and brats, and I've cut them right off. Uh-huh. Now if I eat meat, it's chicken breasts or a good lean venison steak and stuff like that.
In other words, you've learned how to eat smart. You've learned how to even eat bad food smartly, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yes.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, that is a wonderful testimony. And the two of you have been, I understand, drinking water and walking, and you are enjoying these new foods and flavors. Did you think your tongue would ever make the transition? Was that hard for you to make the taste change into the chip diet?
Really, I think some of the recipes we come up with, I just love. Mm. They're great. Our Pahonka waffles, I put dietary chili on them, and they're just awesome. I just love it.
That does sound good indeed. Well, Byron and Pam Cole, thank you very much for sharing this testimony. You are encouraging people, and that is wonderful. Marilyn, you must be so proud of these guys.
I certainly am. They've made some huge differences in their lives, and as you'll hear from Brian and Carol Fish in their lives as well. We do want to mention here that Byron has had some history of exposure to Agent Orange while serving, and his pancreas has been affected as a result. So for him to be able to get this low on insulin is really nothing short of a miracle.
Absolutely.
We are really proud of his efforts.
Oh, that is fantastic. Animal products are the only source of dietary cholesterol available. So, do we need to eat meat to avoid cholesterol deficiency? The answer is no. Our livers manufacture all the cholesterol our bodies need without one animal paying the ultimate price. That's why people who eat a whole foods, plant-based diet have less to worry about when it comes to clogged arteries and heart attacks. Why not cut back on or avoid meats? Ditch that burger and hot dog. Your heart will thank you.
Concerned about those extra pounds, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, and heart disease? I'm Dr. Hans Dehl, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
For more information about the Coronary Health Improvement Project and to find resources to help you live a healthier, happier life, visit chiphealth.org. That's chiphealth.org. Ryan Fish and Carol Fish are with us. Tell us about them, Marilyn. When did you first come in contact with them, and what do they have to share with us today?
Brian and Carol enrolled through our distance education program, which meant that via interactive TV, we would see them on the screen, the television screen, and we could talk back and forth and wave back and forth to each other during the class. But they were under the watchful guidance of Carla Roberts, who serves as the WORO CHIP coordinator, and she's kind of the chief cook and bottle washer and does everything up in WORO'd here so that we can stay connected as two classes in one. And so Brian and Carol, as well as Byron and Pam, studied via distance education, and it's just a marvel to me and a real tribute to the CHIP program and to Carla's careful guidance that these individuals are experiencing such great success.
Carla, let me ask you, why do you do this? This is not an easy task. This is hard work. You have to be a very good organizer. You have to be a good presenter. You have to be good with people. What is it that drew you to the CHIP programs to begin with?
I love health.
You love health. Uh-huh.
And I have a family that isn't as healthful that I would like them to be, and my husband's family is not as healthful as I would like them to be. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to reach out and help our community. Our community here in Warroad is very small. And you know, one person at a time, we can make a difference. We can cut our medical bills down. Reaching out to others and volunteering is so powerful. It just, it helps everybody.
And two of the people that had helped there in War Road were Brian Fish and Carol. If they will step up to the speakerphone now. I wish I could watch you guys doing this. This sounds interesting. They're up at the speakerphone now. What were some of the issues that you guys were facing going into the CHIP program?
Oh, this is Brian. I had heart issues. I'm only 51 years old, and I was a truck driver for 30 years, and I retired from trucking and went to work at Marvin Windows, and I got to know Byron Cole, and that's where I met him at work. We had a couple things in common, that I was also a type 2 diabetic, and I saw Byron giving himself an insulin shot one day, and I was just taking pills, watching my weight, exercising, trying to keep my sugars down, and then one day they told me I would have to start taking insulin, and I started at 10 cc's a day, once a day, and I thought, well, I could live with this, but then I started feeling really worn out at work. At the end of the day, I wasn't seeing it, my wife was, but I was coming home from work and plopped down in front of the TV, and next thing you know, I'd fall asleep and she'd have to wake me up for supper, and I'd go back to bed and wake up and go to work. It got to be a routine. So she saw something was wrong, so I ended up going in for a stress test, ended up with a widowmaker artery that was 94.6%. plugged. And ended up getting a stent put in right away. And that's when I decided I better make the move, and I talked to Byron. I saw him, a newspaper article, a local paper out of Thief River Falls with an article on Byron and Pam. So that's when I decided I better look into this and talk to my wife about it, and next thing you know, we're going to CHIP classes.
Now, Carol, when he came to you with this, how did you feel about that? This was a little bit different than you've been hearing doctors tell you about medicines, and he had a stent put in. This was kind of a change in how to treat these problems. What did you think when he talked to you about it?
Well, originally I had seen this program and talked to Carla a couple of years ago at the Marvin Window Health Fair and brought it up to Brian, but no interest. And then the thing that did it was when he came home and said, oh, Byron's off all his insulin and medications. I want to do it. So I went, well, okay. And he's done very well at it. So it's helped a lot.
And when you and Brian went to these programs, what surprised you most about them, Carol? I mean, this like I say, this is an unusual way of dealing with health issues. What surprised you most as you went through the program?
He seemed to start getting more energy, and I thought that was great. I think I saw more change in him than myself. Of course, I always think that I'm healthy and he's not. So, but I had changes. When we started, I had high cholesterol. I was crushed. And then that has come down, so that was good.
This is a common thing I hear with people that go to CHIP. They don't know how sick they are. I mean, some people go there with known issues, but other people that go along, well, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. And then they see the numbers, and it really is a wake-up call. So that happened to you, apparently.
Yes.
My. And as you went through the program, what happened to your numbers, and how soon?
Well, I don't remember exactly.
I can tell you.
Okay, all right.
Carol's total cholesterol dropped 44 points.
Wow.
That's almost a 25% drop in her total cholesterol. Her LDL dropped from the elevated range into the ideal range. Now, the LDL is the bad cholesterol. So she had an 18-point drop there, almost a 20% drop in LDL. And her triglycerides dropped a whopping 63 points, almost 30% drop in triglycerides. So she did some
major shifting in her body here.
She certainly did, Marilyn. That is amazing. You know, as I listen to these stories, I keep thinking that there may be a listener who is saying, okay, what was the medicine you took? What was the drug you took to do all this? Let me ask you, Carol and Brian Fish, what was the medicine and drug you took to do this?
Oh, well, I think I shocked everybody at shift on our initial day we went down to visit, and I started writing my list of prescriptions down, and I couldn't remember them all, so I ran out to the car, and my wife brought in a shopping bag.
Oh, my. Oh my.
And with a grocery bag full of pills, that's where things had to change, and they have. I am totally free of insulin, and blood sugars are down. I just got back from Mayo Clinic about 3 weeks ago and did a check there, and everything looks great there.
This was done with food. This was done with changes in lifestyle.
Exactly.
Wow.
Eating more whole grains and fruits and vegetables, and Brian finally started eating more vegetables.
You said finally started eating more. Was vegetables a problem with Brian? Is that what you're saying?
You like anything green, we didn't like.
Ah.
No matter how hard I tried, but apparently, I'm thinking Byron told him he saw him eating green, so now he can.
Well, actually, I was raised on a farm,
sure.
And we always had vegetables. We had everything, the cows, the chicken, the milk, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
When we moved to town, what I think happened to me is I fell into a rut of many people is the convenience of just grabbing anything you can to eat. My diet changed. You probably better drop your stock in Hillshire Farms.
Because
I lived on Polska kvasas, you name it, hot dogs. In driving truck, it was a challenge eat healthy with the hours and the meals. But I actually have loved to eat vegetables. I eat vegetables every day, salads for lunch and the whole nine yards. I'm eating banana peppers, things I would never even dream of eating. I am eating, and I'm actually enjoying the taste of it. It's nice to get back to eating the food that God actually provided for us.
Absolutely. That is a wonderful testimony. I think a lot of men who are listening to you right now are saying, well, okay, real men do eat vegetables. Real men really care about their health. If you don't care about your health, you're not going to be a man for very long. You're going to shorten your life. But if you make these changes, you can become a different person and a healthier person.
I'd like to just interject here because Brian triggered something in my brain, and recalling some of his story, he's talking about being raised on a farm. But I'm wondering if we can just have Brian tell us about his family, whether he was able to be close to his grandparents.
That's a good idea, Brian.
Yeah, well, I could say bad health does run in my family, especially when it comes to hearts. I lost my grandmother before I even knew her on both sides of my family. Mm-hmm. I was just a baby when they passed. My grandfather died when I was a young kid at 10 or 11 years old. My grandfather on my mom's side passed away when I was 13, and I lost every uncle on my mother's side except for one who's still alive.
So when you look at your family history, you knew that you were kind of predisposed to have problems. You had to be careful. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yep, the hearts, especially heart attacks. Yeah. Most of my uncles had heart attacks before they were 50.
Yeah.
And I was very close to it.
That is a real element in this thing. You know, genetics do play a part in our predisposition, our propensity toward these diseases. And people like you, Brian, need to be extra careful about how they treat their body and what they put in their body, because they have a weakness that some people may not have. And so it's important for us to know that. Byron and Pam, you're still there as well. If you had a chance, and I'm giving you one right now, if you had a chance to stand before a group of people who are concerned about their health and they want to do something, what would you tell them? How would you motivate them to do something like CHIP?
You would have to look at their health. You know, if they went in and got a checkup
and found out what their cholesterol was and what their blood sugar was and everything else. And if they knew how bad off they were, like I was kind of in denial. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, I'm okay. These pills are kind of, that I'm taking are helping, you know.
Yeah.
But once you get to the real food, the vegetables and the whole grains and the fruit and drinking lots of water and exercise, you've got to have the exercise. Mm-hmm. It just works.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that even though you might feel okay with all these pills you're taking, the problem is not fixed. The problem still exists. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yes.
All right, very good.
I can attest to that because I went to a doctor's clinic when my husband went in to get his blood sugar checked, and the doctor told him, change your lifestyle or you won't live to see your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very big possibility with a lot of people. That's how serious this thing is. That's how serious it is. Brian Fish and Carol, if you had an opportunity to share your testimony and motivation with people to change their lives, what would you tell them?
I think it's just amazing that just by changing what you eat, watching Brian come off of like his medications and stuff, that it's just unreal. You would think that the medications would make the difference. Mm-hmm. But really, it comes down to eating the right foods and exercising and drinking water. And I think that's a big thing, and I didn't realize that, I guess. And I think a lot of people probably don't, just how all the processed food is. It is really killing you. You don't think it is, but it is.
Also, it's so easy and simple to make that change. Like getting up in the morning, what's the big deal about grabbing your 7-grain oatmeal, mm-hmm. throw some soy milk in it, mm-hmm. and throw some dried fruit in there, and enjoy your breakfast. It's just as quick as a bowl of cereal or eggs or whatever. It doesn't take that long to make the change. And once you make the change, I notice that it becomes a routine for me anymore.
Fantastic, fantastic. Byron Cole and Pam and Brian Fish and Carol, thank you guys so much for being here. Carol Roberts, she is a War Road Chip Coordinator. I appreciate the work you're doing up there, as I'm sure the people in that town and in that area do. Marilyn Saylor, Chip Director in Thief River Falls, thank you for being here with us today. I think you have opened the eyes of some people today to know that they can take charge of their health and they can make a difference. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us today.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with a bunch of people in Minnesota, inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.